Hi, I'm Robert Wiemat, and this is Wiemat Presents. On this episode, meet street photographer James Gonzalez from San Antonio, Texas.
And I think that if I can get someone who's down and out to smile, maybe I can get one of you to smile as well with the photograph. That's the whole point.
That's James Gonzalez coming up on this episode of Wiemat Presents. I first met James Gonzalez on Instagram about a year ago. I guess what I should say is that I met at JamesGonzalez1157 on Instagram, and I didn't really meet him. Although it's called social media, meeting him meant clicking a button to say I liked a picture and sometimes leaving a comment. And here's what I like about his photos. They're all shot in San Antonio. They're black and white, and glimpses into the people who live on the street, people passing by, and people who've been passed by. Now, I've never been to San Antonio, but from James's photos, I feel like I know something about that street corner. It's interesting the way his photos manage to convey a sense of the joy, the fun, the despair, the tragedy, the mystery of that part of the city. So after a year of liking and commenting, I wanted to find out more about James and his photos. I asked him for his phone number, got him on the phone, and the first thing I asked him about was to tell me a little bit about San Antonio.
It's a city with a party mentality. There's always a reason to throw a festival or a celebration for some reason or another, and it's pervasive in the whole atmosphere of everybody. And when Friday comes around, it's almost like it's a celebration. Hey, let's go! You know, it's kind of funny.
The neighborhood that you shoot in, is it like, are you shooting in a particular area of San Antonio?
That's downtown San Antonio, and it's ironic that I shoot in the same area that my father and I used to walk in when I was a little boy. It's just amazing. I love the energy that downtown has. It's got this vibe. It's just this feel that's down there, and it's in constant flux. It's always changing. It's amazing to shoot down there, and the people that the energy that I find there, Robert, I don't see in any other part of the city, and it's there in some parts, but it's not there as concentrated as it is downtown.
Well, the thing that I find as an outsider who's never been there is that you find a way to capture that energy really well. Like I love your feed because it just gives me a sense of the vibrancy of that area. And the variety of people, like you're getting really close and almost intimate with people that are, some of them look like they live down there, some of them look like they're passing through, some of them look like they're maybe regulars who come and go. I'm really curious about how you manage to get such a close relationship with the people that you're shooting.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment. First off, it's kind of a combination of trust and respect. If I notice someone, particularly a homeless person, and they'll notice you, they'll notice me way before I've seen them. And if I come up to them with respect and ask how their day is going, if they've slept well, or when was the last time they've eaten, just in the course of our conversation, then that trust is built. And so with the photographs that I have of the homeless that I put on the page, you can see where they know who I am, and sometimes they're even posing for the photographs. Other times, after I've taken a photograph, someone will ask me what I'm taking it for, and I'll show them the photograph while I'm talking to them and say, look, I'm working on a project on happiness today, and you've got a great smile, and then, that opens up, more conversation. So for me, it's just talking with them and trying to see how their day is and what their emotions are.
Well, you capture that in a way that's quite stunning. Like, honestly, I don't know what you don't, you post a lot of photos, so I don't know which ones, you're not posting, but the ones that you do post, there's just a real closeness there that, as a photographer, I know is really hard to get.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is hard. And I guess, like I said, just me approaching these people and coming up as warmly and genuinely as I can. And I think that's what breaks the barrier, and the homeless and a lot of people can tell when you're not being honest with them, and if they see you're one of them, then they're okay with it.
Do you have a a goal when you try to capture people that live in that neighborhood that are maybe homeless or that are down on their luck? Like, is there something you're trying to tell us, that are those of us who are looking at your photos?
Well, I think I try to portray a sense of hope, because a lot of these people, no matter how downtrodden they may be, they've got some hope left. You know, they've got a reason to be around. You know, and I think that if I can get someone who's down and out to smile, maybe I can get one of you to smile as well with a photograph. I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah, it's very powerful, James, and I think that some of the photos, I don't want to dwell only on the homeless or the people that are down and out, but there's some people that obviously have been through a lot more things than most of us have in our lifetimes, and you can see it on their faces and you can see it in their expressions, and you have a way of capturing it that just, it transmits that, you know, that mileage to me as a viewer, and it's really powerful and emotional for me as someone who looks at them. I'm just trying to imagine what it's like for you when you're sitting there with the viewfinder right in front of them.
Sometimes, Robert, it can be very difficult when you get up as close as you can, and you can see the tears, and it's very, very hard. But my job is to portray that image and not get sucked into it. And that's one thing I always tell myself, is no matter what I see, no matter what I experience, I'm leaving it down there. I may bring the image forward, but I'm leaving that experience down there. But I try to evoke as much as that as I can. I guess I'm succeeding, because it's just it's amazing sometimes what I see after I edit the image, and it's just sometimes it blows me away, the emotion.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because all of your work is in black and white, and you've done that for a reason. I want to talk to you about that a little bit. But you also do what I call processing, which is you work what we would in the old days have done in a dark room. You're obviously doing probably at a computer, but you are pulling the detail into the photo in a way that's quite stunning, and the grittiness of the photos really says a lot about the location and the time and the place. Is there just a look and feel that you are trying to get to that, is something that you've seen before in the past? Like, I'm wondering what influenced you for that look.
Well, I guess it's what I mentioned earlier, when I would walk the streets, downtown with my dad, it was a different time. This was, 50 years ago, and looking at the streets as I see them now when I'm processing the image, I want to recreate that, what I saw as a child, but with today's image in the background.
Oh, that's really interesting, James. Like, because I think that what you do get from the photos is they're obviously, you're not trying to make them look old, but there's that sensibility of those old black and whites, the emotion that came in those old black and whites, like before color film, right? When people didn't have a choice, they had to shoot in black and white. They had to make those black and white photos sing, they had to make them pop in a way that, is almost easy with color, right? With color, you can make a photo pop quite easily. Black and white, it's a lot harder. And you get that.
I guess I'm old school in a lot of ways, but a lot of my friends are probably going to be getting on me on this, but I think that color takes away a lot from the photograph. And with the black and white, you can see the intricate details on a more personal basis. Maybe a more of an emotional basis. I don't know. Maybe that's up for argument, but that's what I think. And I've also too, going back to when I was growing up, a lot of the photographs that are in an old cedar chest that I still have, those are all in black and white. Those are going up until the mid 60s or so, and going back as far as the early 40s or mid 40s. The photographs of my father and my parents and my grandparents and all, they're all in black and white. So to me, I guess it's just carrying that old tradition forward.
That's really neat. I mean, you do accomplish that, and I know I also have a box of old they're actually old Brownie cameras. Like, they weren't good cameras, they're old black and whites, and some of the photos are just stunning. The light was right and the framing was good, and the texture in the film, in the emulsion, is really, it's incredible in terms of the memories it brings, right? Because that was definitely an era, you know, you can almost smell it from the photos.
Sure, it's crazy. And I think that one thing that'll change with mine is that probably in 10 years from now, the only thing that'll be different are the cars and the clothing.
Right, right. So now, did you, like, how long have you been into photography?
Wow. Well, my mom had an old Bell & Howell video camera that I used to play with that would drive her crazy. And so she convinced my dad to scrape up some money to buy an old 110 camera that eventually became a 126 camera. Then when I was 18 or so, I purchased my first camera, which is a Pentax K1000, which I still have and use, but I just don't like it because I've gotten used to digital. I know that that sounds like sacrilege to a lot of people, but I much prefer to shoot in digital. So I guess to answer the question, I would probably say a good part of maybe 45 plus years or so, concentrating more so in the last three or so, being more on a full-time basis.
So I want to ask you about the full-time basis, because you post an awful lot of photos, my friend, and
I hear that too.
And I think it's fantastic for me as a viewer, right? Like, I just, you know, every day I look forward to those James photos that are going to show up, and I'm kind of addicted to them now. I need to see them. But how much time do you spend shooting?
Well, since the second week of January, I kind of semi-retired from working to help take care of my brother, so I'm taking advantage of this time to be on the streets. And to answer the question, anywhere from 20 to 40 hours, maybe plus a week, it's almost like a job. And last week alone, I think I walked almost 40-something miles just walking downtown, so kind of incredible when you think about it.
Well, I mean, it shows because on any given day, the range of stuff you're shooting and sending up for us to see, you know, is everything from, you know, really intimate photos of someone on a bench to, you know, passersby who obviously don't live in the neighborhood. Maybe they work there or they're going, you know, on their way from one place to another. So there's this range of both, you know, tone and feel and emotion. So with that 20 to 40 hours, that's out on the street. And then you're spending a bunch of time, what I call, you know, what we would have called it, a dark room. I don't know what to call it anymore. I call it processing. You must spend an awful lot of time at the computer with your digital photos, making those beauties that you show us.
Yeah, I'm doing it at home. I'm doing it on the run. It's just, I think my brother has told me repeatedly, he says, I've never seen anybody so glued to it, yet you're still paying attention to what's going on. And so, yeah, I'm constantly doing something to some photo. It gets to be more of a job at times, but it's something that I really enjoy, so it's not a job. And I think it's just like with anything, if you really enjoy it, then you don't mind putting the time into it. And there's days, Robert, that, you know, I'll say, wow, you know, 3 hours has gone by and this is all I've done. You know, it's incredible. This is good.
It's pretty awesome for the rest of us because, you know, I feel like I know that area. Like, I don't, but I get a sense of what it would be like to walk down there, and I get a sense of what it would sound like, and I get a sense of the kind of people that I might encounter in a stroll through. And that's a pretty amazing thing to be able to portray through a series of photos on Instagram.
Well, thank you. I guess it's hard in a way, but it's easy if you're down there and you see the same things, you see the same people, and like you said, you know, you smell the same smells. And I swear that if I close my eyes, I could just tell you where we were just by the scent of the place. And that's, I don't know if that's being good or bad.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't want to get all geeky with gear and stuff, but you don't use a lot of long lenses. Like, there's the occasional shot that looks like maybe it was a long lens or maybe it was cropped in, but typically it looks like you're using fairly short throw lenses because you are quite close to everybody. Am I right in that, or?
Right. Yeah. I went back. I've gone back and forth on this, but I've settled back on the 18 to 55 millimeter lens. And one of my friends had told me, he says, "You've got to get closer. You've got to get closer to your portrait, to your subject." And so, you know, I thought, okay, let's just do it. And so most times I'm within 3 feet, if possible, if I can. And if not, I'm a little farther away. But I prefer to be within 3 feet for that that great emotional type of shot, that where you can see everything in the features. But Yeah, on occasion I will use a 300 lens if there's nothing happening and I don't feel like running all over the place that day. But for the most part, it's the 18-55 lens that I use.
Yeah, it really makes a difference too, because I mean I can tell that you're close to them. The eye contact that you get with people is quite stunning, and they obviously know you're there. It's not like you're crawling around sneaking photos off, and it makes a huge difference. You know, how many frames would you shoot in a day?
Well, that varies. I guess if there's not anything going around, I'd say maybe 100, 150, and if there's something going on, anywhere from 400 to 500, 600 sometimes.
Wow.
And then, you know, when I go through half of those, I'm realizing, okay, most of these I can get rid of. But then the interesting thing when I go through them, if I'm looking in the background, there might be somebody in the background that was more interesting than who I was taking a photo of in the first place. So that takes up a lot of time, but it's part of the reward of it all.
Yeah, those little surprises, right?
Yeah.
So is your dad still around?
No, both parents died over, I guess, 30 something years ago. It was one right after another. My mom died first, and she'd been sick for some time, then my father passed about a year and 10 or 11 days afterwards.
So he never had a chance to see the photos that you're taking?
No, he never did. And I can hear him say it. I can just hear him, you know, be proud about it, clap his hands, give me a high five, and that would be the coolest thing.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this with me today, and also just I can't thank you enough for the photos. They're really something, and like I say, I do look forward to seeing them every day, and I'm glad you're out there.
Well, thank you, Robert. I really appreciate this opportunity to be with you today, and it really means a lot to, like I said, to finally be able to speak with you, and I've always admired your photographs as well, and I guess that photograph with the bear with the sunglasses was the topper so far.
Well, thanks, James. We have kind of a mutual admiration society going here. That's good.
Yes, we do.
All right, my friend, you have a great day.
You as well, Robert.
And we'll talk soon.
Sure will. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, James.
Bye.
That's James Gonzalez in San Antonio, Texas. You can find him on Instagram. He's at James Gonzalez 1157. That's James Gonzalez 1157. And that's it for this episode of We Met Presents. Thanks very much for listening. You can find me on the web at www.podcasthouse.ca. This podcast is a production of Big Snit Media in Vancouver.